Good evening. Welcome to SheerEnjoyment.com. We begin. We want to thank Jake Weinman for our being our host. SheerEnjoyment.com. Every night of the week, we appreciate his incredible effort on behalf of Klal Yisrael and Hashem's Torah, giving us the opportunity to learn every night of the week. Our expression of gratitude goes out to Jake, and we just want to thank you very much. We also want to thank the one and only Mitch Green for his technical assistance in bringing this shiur online. Tonight we are learning Zeichu L'Ilei Nishmas, Rebbetzin Simi Wagner, Sima Bas Harav Ben Tzion. May her neshama have an aliyah, Lichtere Gan Eden. We're learning also, as we always learn every week, L'zecher u'le'ilu nishmas manish Yitzchak ben Aryeh. May his neshama have an aliyah. A special thank you to the sponsor. This week I would like to speak about the parasha, Parasha Shoftim. It's a beautiful parasha. And I would like to share with you a short idea that I came across today. And this week we have the parasha of going to war. When Klal Yisrael go to war, we go out, the Kohen Meshuach Melchama goes out to the war with the soldiers, and he prepares them for the war. Before the Kohen Meshuach Melchama speaks up, we have a Shoitrim. We have special officers that go and join the soldiers and prep them for the war. And immediately in the battlefield, first the Shoitrim dress the soldiers and they give out exemptions. Pasuk says, Dibru ha-Shoitrim el ha'om lemar. The Shoitrim speak to the people saying, Mihu ish asher bona bayis? Is there any soldier who built the bayis, a new bayis, and did not have the opportunity to move into the bayis? If there is such a person that built the bayis, v'loi chanochol yelech, let him immediately go, v'yoshev leveso, return home. Why? Pen yomus b'milchama v'ish acher yach nechenus. Maybe he will die in the battle, and someone else will move into the house and live in that house. Rashi here comments, Dover shel agmas nefesh. It is something which brings agmas nefesh that he shall die and another person will move into the house. Simply, what is the agmas nefesh? Is this the agmas nefesh for the soldier himself? Or is this agmas nefesh for other people? I guess you can learn two ways. You can learn that the soldier will have agmas nefesh thinking that he may die and someone else will move in to his house, inaugurate his house, and that will make him feel, give him agmas nefesh, and it will thus deflate the morale of his fellow comrades. Then there is a second person, Neil Ish. Asher not a kerem. Is there a person that planted a vineyard? Beloi chiloi, and he did not redeem the fruits. That means when you plant a vineyard, in the first 3 years, the fruits are forbidden. In the fourth year, you have to redeem. We have to take the peros up to Yerushalayim. That's the din of neter revai, and eat the fruits in Yerushalayim. If it's too difficult, too heavy to carry the fruits, you can redeem the fruits onto money and take the money and enjoy the money in Yerushalayim. Basically, Neter Revai has the same din as Ma'aser Shem. The third person that is exempt from Melchama is a person who is married to a woman. There are two parts to marriage, the Erisin and the Nisuv. Eras Isha. He performed the erusin, which basically means he is married to his wife, but he is forbidden to live with her. He did not have the second part of marriage, which is called nesuvim. And the lo lekach, he did not formally take her into his home. The yelech, let him go. The yashuv leveso, pen yomus ba milchama, the ish acher yikochena. maybe he will die in war, and another man will take his life, and this will be a tragedy which will bring Agmas Nefesh to him and to the others. They will be demoralized. We all know that in war, a major component of war is a person should be have self-esteem and should have conviction and should be the will to fight. And this may lead to the deflation of the morale of the army. And he shall go home, he is exempt from the war. Okay, and then after the Shaitrim, they say a fourth condition, the Yasu HaShaitrim Ladabra Elohim, and they say, Miu Yisha HaYorev HaRach Levav, anyone who is afraid and has a soft heart, Yelech V'yashav L'Veso V'lo Yimas L'Eslavav Echav Kilvavo, and he shall not melt the heart of his brothers like him. And that's in the Machlokes in the Gemara. What is that? Is it because he is afraid that he has Averos, or is it because he cannot see the sight of blood? In any event, that person is also exempt. The word that I saw, that I really found interesting, really, really excited me, is the Rashi on the Pasuk of regarding the person who got married. He's married to a woman, but did not formally take his wife into his house. He shall return from battle because he may die, and the result will be his wife will be freed, and someone else will marry the woman. And like we said before, this will be Agmas Nefesh. And this pasuk, Rashi says a comment, and this pasuk, maybe he will die. Rashi says, Pen Yomus Bamulchama, Yoshuv Pen Yomus. He must return immediately, because maybe he will die. She'im lo yishma ledivri ha-koyen, if he does not listen to the koyen that told him to return, kedai hu she'yomus, it's worthy that he should die. He's commanded to go home because of this concern that he will die. And if he does not go home for violating the command of the Kohen, then he should die. You're told to do something. You're told that you have to go home because you're married and do not take your wife in. And if you don't listen to the Kohen, that itself is a sin, and it's worthy of that sin alone to die. That's what Rashi says regarding the case of the person who got married. The question is, why didn't Rashi say the same thing regarding the person who built a house and did not inaugurate the house? The person who planted a vineyard and did not get a chance to eat the Netar Avai in Eretz Yisrael, to redeem Yerushalayim, to redeem the Netar Avai and take up the fruits to Yerushalayim, why didn't Rashi comment on that pasuk, those two psukim, which appear before the third person, the person who got married and did not formally take in his wife, that if he doesn't listen to the Kohen, then he should die, because this person is violating the words of the Torah. The Torah says, go home. We don't want you on the battlefield. It will lead to Agmas Nefesh. It's a sakana for the other soldiers to be demoralized. So we want you to go home. And don't be a hero. No heroics. We don't want you to be here. And if you will disobey the word of the Kohen, then just alone for that sin of disobeying the words of the Kohen, then it's worth that you should die. We could have said the same comment on the bias and on the vineyard. Why did Rashi wait to say this comment on the third case regarding a person who got married and did not formally bring his wife into his house and develop the marriage? So I saw a very interesting answer, and that is, the person built a house and he didn't have a chance yet to move into the house. So you know what? If my friends over here are fighting in battle and they're putting their life on the line, how could I go home soldier, a good soldier, is committed, does not leave his friends out in the battlefield to fight. He doesn't abandon them. Think about it. Soldier who built a bais did not have a chance to inaugurate the bais. He's going to go home. He's going to go home. He's not going to fight. How could he live with himself? You start to hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know why I froze. Okay, maybe on
Go back
Wi-Fi.
like 30 seconds or so.
Okay, so the question over here is why is Rashi wrote a comment? Rashi comments the soldier. Rashi's comment is the soldier here is told to go home. He got married and he is told by the Torah, go home because you did not formally take your wife into the house. Perhaps you will die in the battlefield. It will be demoralizing for your fellow soldiers to see a young man who has died, did not get a chance to consummate his marriage. Therefore, you must go home. Rashi comments, let's say the soldier wants to be a hero. He doesn't care that he will die and his wife will remarry. He's not concerned about that. He feels the need to join his fellow soldiers and fight the battle. Why did Rashi not war so soon? And he will fight anyway. Rashi says, you do not have a right to make that decision. If you do not listen to the words of the Kohen who told you to go home, you disobey the words of the Kohen, it's worthy that you should die for violating the words of the Kohen. You are supposed to go home. That's what the Torah wants. No heroics. We don't want you to play to be a hero. We want you to go home. You have to obey the will of the Kohen. And if you do not obey the will of the Kohen, it's worth that you should die for disobeying. Rashi could have said the same comment regarding the person who built the house and did not get a chance to inaugurate the build the house. And he could have made the same comment regarding the person who built the vineyard and did not have a chance to inaugurate the vineyard. That the Torah does not want you to be a hero. The Torah wants you to follow the rules. And if you don't follow the rules, it's worthy that you should die for not following the rules. Why did Rashi wait for the third exemption to make this comment? Rashi could have made this comment regarding the house and the person who planted the vineyard. He did not have to wait all the way until the person who got married and wants to be a hero and perhaps die and let someone else marry his wife. So the answer is a very simple answer, but it's a really profound answer. The bias, if the soldier wants to be a hero, he can be a hero. You know what they will do? The battlefield, the Kohen will say, anyone who have built a house and not inaugurate the house, go home. You know what? I built a house. I didn't inaugurate the house. I'm mafkir, my house. It's no longer my house. The house is up for sale. I'm not gonna ever move into this house. I am mafkir the house or I sell the house. The vineyard? The Kohen says if you build a vineyard, you planted a vineyard, you have a chance to remember the vineyard, to take the fruits and bring it up to your shalim, go home. I don't want to go home. My friends are fighting for their life. How can I live with myself if I don't go fight for my wife, fight for my life with my friends? What's going to happen if I'm going to go home? You know, one of my friends is going to die. How am I going to live with myself? You know what? I have a vineyard. Who cares? I hereby declare publicly the vineyard is hefker. I no longer own a vineyard. I don't no longer have this exemption. I'll sell the vineyard immediately. I put the vineyard up for sale. I'm never going to take the fruits anyway to Yerushalayim. There's no more Agmas Nefesh. I don't own it. I'll fight with my friends. I have to be here with my friends and be a soldier and join the battle. But when it comes to a wife, you don't have the right to say that. There's somebody else. You have a wife. If you want to be a hero, you don't have a right to be a hero on the with on the expense of your wife, that you don't have a right for. The other two things, it's between you and Hashem. This is between you and somebody else. A woman married you. The woman married you is looking forward to see you come home. You may not ever come home. You will cause someone else to suffer. Here, Rashi says, if you don't listen to the Kohen, for that alone of not listening to the Kohen, you deserve to die. You deserve to die because you're causing pain to somebody else. I just want to finish off with one other thought. It then goes on to say, fourth category, anyone that has afraid of the Averos Shebiyado, person who's afraid that he has sins, is also exempt. And Rashi says, we only want to exempt the people who have Averos, who feel they're afraid of Averos. However, those people that are going to go home will be embarrassed. They're going to be embarrassed. Everyone is fighting in the field. This person realized that he has Averos, he has terrible sins, and as a consequence of the sin, he may die. That really was the only exemption. But because he will be embarrassed, so Hashem said there are three more exemptions, and Mimela, everyone is going back for more. No one will know why you're going back for more. The person who is afraid of Averos Shebiyado will be covered up by the other three exemptions. I want to say that the person who has Averos Shebiyado, what kind of Avera does he have? What kind of Avera does he have? There are certain people that have terrible Averos in Adam Lamed, and there are other people who have Averos in Adam Lachaverim. The cover up for the person that has Averos are from two categories. The person that has the vineyard or has the bias, this is a personal sin. It's an Avera ben Adam, equivalent ben Adam Lamakim, it's between he and Hashem. He has a bias, he won't inaugurate the bias, it will be Agmas Nefesh, or has a vineyard, will not inaugurate the vineyard, not the Agmas Nefesh. It does not involve another person, but the person who has a wife and goes home from battle because he has a wife, that's a responsibility ben Adam Lamakon. So when the other three exemptions are being, we're covering from it, we're using them to cover up for the person who has an Averos Shebiyado. The Averos Shebiyado includes Adam Lachaveroi and Adam Lamakon. Therefore, the cover up for them is also not that we should be embarrassed, is also a category ben Adam Lamakon and ben Adam Lachavim. I wish you all a wonderful week, week of success and blessing. And it's a very powerful Musar here that we'll be now in Rosh Chodesh Elul, starting Rosh Hashanah, and we read this parsha and we read about responsibility. Person is responsible for other people as well. And we take on responsibility, our commitment to other people, will certainly be a zchus for us to go into the new year. Shana Tova Misuka, Ksiva V'Chasina Tova, and good dimension to you. Thank you very much. Good night.
Rabbi, can you please repeat the last thing you said, because I'm taking notes.
The last section, I just wanted to say is that we find over here the person, an exemption from the war. The main exemption from the war is for a person who is afraid of Ayore V'Harach Leva. The Kohen announces one more category. Besides the bias, the vineyard, and the wife, there's another category of people who are exempt from war. And they are someone who knows that they have committed a severe Avera. Mi Hayore, the rachlev of anyone who is afraid and is weak heart, shall go home. Don't go to war. We're concerned he will die. or not, but his fear is contagious, and it will affect the other soldiers and will not fight well. So Rashi comments on that really the only one that Hashem wanted to exempt from war is a person that is yore from, is afraid that he will die in war because of his averus. He knows he is a sinner, and the sin will cause for him to die. Therefore, however, there is a problem, because if we would exempt such a person, then the people that will be coming back from the battlefield will be embarrassed when they enter the community. Oh, you have an avera. You have an avera. Oh, you have an avera. They'll be demoted. Society will look at them that they are terrible people. They have basically confessed, admitted that they have averos. So therefore, the Torah went and created three more exemptions so that they should not be embarrassed. Now, it's interesting to note that of what kind of avera does the person have? He has either an avera ben Adam l'mokoyim, between him and Hashem, or has an avera between Adam l'chavero. There are two types of averos. Either you've sinned between your friends, you have harmed somebody else, or you have not observed Shabbos. Something in that category, which is purely between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's interesting, just as an observation, that people that are accompanying the person that is afraid of the averos shebiyadai, there are two categories of people. Now, really, there are three, but there are basically two categories. The person that's returning home from battle because he has built a house and not moved in. That's something personal. That's a personal fear. I built a house. It may be that I will not merit to move into the house, and therefore I'm exempt from war. That's between you and yourself, which resembles something between you and Hashem. It's personal. On the other hand,
if the person doesn't want to go home and he's married a wife, isn't that responsible Adam l'chaviro?
Yes, exactly, exactly. But besides that case, that's the case in Adam l'chaviro, when someone gets married. In addition to that, there is the example of where a person built a bias, built a house, and did not get a chance to inaugurate the house. There is no ben adam l'chaviro in that case. That case is between man and himself. I built a house. I toiled hard to save money and to design and build a house, and I didn't get a chance to move into my house. That is something personal, which resembles the category of ben adam l'mokom, between me and Hashem. It's personal. The third example of where you got married and you did not get a chance, you're engaged to a woman. Well, you're married to a woman, but you did not get a chance to start the marriage. That is responsibility to somebody else. So you have ben adam l'chavero and you have ben adam l'mokom. And therefore, that is what's covering up for the person who is afraid of avero shebiyadai, which also can be one of two categories. And this is just
but what about the one who's afraid he will die because of his sin? Is that
no,
Adam le Makom?
That is the one. The person that is afraid he's going to die due to his sins. He has two types of sins he may be afraid of. The person that's afraid of the sins includes a sin ben Adam l'chavero and a sin ben Adam l'makom. The Kohen announces, anyone here who's afraid of their sins, return from battle. What kind of sin? Well, that person that's returning from battle, what kind of sin does he have? So one, there may be a number of people. One person is afraid of a sin bin Adam l'chavero, and another person may have a sin bin Adam l'mokoyim. That's inclusive of both types of sins. So the Torah is covering for that person by also sending home people, two different types of people. There are certain people that have exemptions, ben adam la'atzmai, and there are people who have exemptions, ben adam la'chavero.
So the one who built a house and didn't get a chance to move in, is that Adam La'atzmo?
Yes, exactly. And the person who got married and didn't have a chance to set up to continue the marriage, that's been Adam La'chaveira. And they are returning with this sinner, with the sinners, the multiple sinners, and among the sinners, there may be people who have sins, ben Adam la ben Chavero, and ben Adam la Mokon. We just match.
Thank you.
That's. I hope it's clear. That's just a horror. I think we need more development. Okay.
Thank you for clarifying it. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you very much. Good night.